All right, we are live. Welcome to Horror Makes Us Happy, live chat number 18. We are doing this one solo today. We did have a guest scheduled, but I think we're going to have to reschedule because they have not shown up yet. So it is a lazy day today because we actually missed, I missed, screwed up my notifications for an interview we had scheduled today.
It's cool. I got to talk to Frank for about 30 minutes, and we just shot the shit and talked about the weather in New York. Do you know it's 40 degrees in New York today? Like, wow.
That's surprising.
Very.
Yes. Anyway, so yeah, we've got two people to reschedule. Shit happens. Even aside from that, there's not a whole lot to talk about this week. Chris and I were talking about it before we hopped on here, and I've got StalkerCon, I think it's 2 weeks away now. Really, the only thing I was planning on sharing is I did get a poster made with our logo on it so that we could get autographs on that for Scares the Care for our 10th anniversary, working towards that.
Cool.
Since that will be much easier to sign than the t-shirt. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I didn't really have a whole lot to share. There was one thing that I thought to myself a couple days ago. I was like, oh, I could share that on the live chat, and then I completely forgot to write it down. So maybe in the future that'll come to me. But yeah, didn't have a whole lot to chat about. I looked through the news. Maybe there's something you want to talk about, but I didn't really see anything that struck my interest. I mean, there were a few things, but they're things we've already talked about in previous live chats, so it's like, do we want to bring it up again? I don't know. So
Jason Voorhees is going to be in the Dead by Daylight game if anyone plays it. I don't play video games. I are a nerd fraud. I'm sorry.
You used to play
video games. Jason Voorhees. I did. A video game. Dawn of War. All three expansions. Best game ever. I think the only reason I play that video game is because I'm such a Warhammer nerd.
I do play video games, but I like RPG stuff.
See, you're similar. You got like one or two video games that you play, and that's it.
Pretty much. I find one that I like, and then, I mean, I'm really just doing it to kill time most of the time. Take a break. Let my brain, what's the word I'm looking for? Not cool down, relax before I go to bed kind of thing. Brainless activity before bed.
Gonna kill that Tim. Remember, leave only footprints, take only memories, kill only Tim.
Where have I seen that before? It's like a sign.
It's a meme. It's a sign that they put up on like nature trails, like the Appalachian, and it's supposed to be kill only time.
Time, but yeah, the E dropped out, so it's kill only Tim.
What the fuck did Tim do?
Right.
We don't like Tims on this trail here.
Right.
The Tim population has gotten out of control.
Not Tims, plural, just a singular Tim. Kill only that guy.
Oh, okay. That's even better. Yeah, that makes it sound like an elusive mountain man or something. Like, just lives up there. And they're like, man, we just keep trying to kill Tim, and we can't do it. If you can get him, go up in there and get him.
Or it's like a Sisyphus thing where he's tied to a rock and he just, regrows his organs every day.
Mm-hmm. I like this. I'm liking this idea. We got an idea here. Mm-hmm. See if I can whip a script.
Yeah.
Just the title will be Kill Only Tim.
Yes. Actually, yes, that does strike some interesting thoughts. File that away. Actually, I'll write that down.
As Mac would say, so write that down.
Yeah.
Jot that down.
Jot that down, yes. So jot that down. Which is goofy that I've never even seen that. Well, I can't say I haven't seen the show. I think I've seen like one or two episodes, but I've seen enough memes.
We live. Yeah, exactly. We live in the meme era. Yes. So everything is everywhere. Yeah. Ooh, speaking of that, and Pepe Silvia, we could discuss spitball ideas for my game of 6 degrees of everyone. Like, for instance, I was watching horror movie trailers to prepare for our video live stream today, and the new movie coming out, Passenger. We got Gail in it from Foundation. I don't know the actress's name, but as soon as I saw her, I'm like, Gail!
I mean, isn't that just what IMDb is? 6 degrees of everyone?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. We jokingly said the other day in the Discord server, like, I recognized another person because I do legitimately have that superpower where I see actor and I know actor from other thing. And it's probably because I spend as much time on IMDb as you do on Reddit.
Potentially.
But yeah, it's probably not something you could develop into like a full trivia game.
Maybe.
Lou Lubell or Lou Yobel? Her last name starts with two L's. I choose to pronounce it Yobel.
I was just going to say, is it Spanish?
So, yeah. Yeah, she plays Gail Dornick. That's her last name in Foundation. Great character. Great show. God, is it coming back?
You could call it 6 Degrees of Separation Horror Edition. And have it like just restricted to horror movies. How quickly can you?
Ooh, it could be like
to Michael Myers.
What's that?
I said, how quickly can you jump from Robert Englund to who played Michael Myers?
I mean,
the first one.
Who did play Michael Myers?
I can't remember. I want to say Kane Hodder, but I don't think he was the first one.
No, Kane Hodder was Jason.
That's right. Duh.
That's funny, though. You know, like, there's so many actors that are iconic for those roles. Robert Englund, Michael Myers, Gunnar Hansen is Leatherface, but you never really hear much about the actor who plays. No. Tony Moran.
There you go. Yeah. You could do like,
I mean, I've seen his name at conventions and things like autograph signings and shit like that, but it's never like, maybe I'm digging myself a hole here, but to me it seems like he's not talked about as much as the rest.
I did go to one convention that he was at, and the funny thing was there were times where he would walk around in the convention with the mask on. Of course, you didn't know it was him because you just thought it was somebody doing cosplay. So you just nod, and then you know you see him back into the table, and he takes the mask off, and it's like, ah, you asshole.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah. David Howard Thornton did that at Spooky Empire. He walked around as art.
Yeah.
I suppose it's fitting if Moran's not as well known as the rest of them because Michael's not as well known. There's not. He's not supposed to be well-known Rob Zombie. There's not supposed to be a white trash backstory. He's just the shape, and he kills people because he's the shape, and he kills people.
Right.
Not to say I didn't like the Rob Zombie remakes. I did like them, but I prefer Michael Myers just being an unknown evil entity. As Donald Pleasance would say, the evil. The evil is gone from here!
Alternate universe.
Yeah. Ever since J.J. Abrams' Star Trek, like that's just like a fucking excuse. Like, yeah, it's a different timeline, tangent universe.
Yeah,
it works though.
Well, I mean, even before J.J. Abrams, they were doing that in comic books for decades.
Yeah. Well, yeah. God, you're right. It definitely started, if not was used by comics much earlier. That's a Marvel and DC thing. Yeah. Just like
it's the multiverse.
Multiverse. Earth, why are they evil? Different dimension. Look, his suit's red instead of blue.
I mean, it does open up creative ideas that you wouldn't get otherwise.
It does, yeah. Definitely. Like a what if.
Yeah.
Those were fun.
So what have you watched this week?
Well, today, since you overslept... And you yawn. That's perfect.
I didn't oversleep. For the record, did is I screwed up the notifications. We have them to send out notification reminders 2 days in advance of the event so that both we and our guests get a reminder instead of having to look at the calendar. And I misclicked and I set it for the reminder for 2 minutes instead of 2 days. So I never got the reminder email until thought we didn't have an interview scheduled today, and then wound up staying up all night. And I was like, go to sleep. Wake up. Multiple missed messages. I'm like, shit.
That was me. The start of the word.
I mean, we've been doing this for 6 years, and that's the only time I've ever done that. So I'm like, I'm not beating myself up too badly about it.
Yeah, I think this is the first time. I think you've been tardy for one. I messaged you and I woke you up.
So I think I did oversleep for one of them, but that's when I then started doing the reminder emails, the notification emails, because I don't think we were doing them until that happened. And then, so maybe it wasn't a full 6 years, however long it's been since then.
I mean, twice in 6 years is still not that bad.
Right. So.
Yeah. Anyway, point being, I was shooting the shit with Frank today while waiting for you to join, and was looking through his movies. And I saw that he was a punk in Ranger, the one done by Jen Wexler, who we interviewed. But he also was a bit role in that. He said he was like, wasn't even sure if he was on camera. He was like a punk in the background. But he also directed a movie, The Shed, and I had not seen that yet. So I watched that today. It was pretty good. Not what I was expecting from the trailer or from the description. I knew from my knowledge of it was a guy basically has a vampire stuck in his shed.
Okay.
And he looked into. I asked him about that, and he basically gave me the intro of it, because it doesn't spoil much. It's just the very first part of it. It's a guy running through the forest at night, almost dawn. And he gets bit by a vampire, and then the vampire dies from the sunlight when dawn breaks, and he realizes that he is also now allergic to sunlight, because this turning apparently acts very rapidly. Yeah. So he finds a shed and seeks shelter in it. But there's a lot more to the story. It's a lot more about the kid who lives in the house in the shed that he finds shelter in, and he's got a piece of shit dad. His dad, it's his grandfather. I think his parents are gone. They either died or they're out of the picture. It's a good movie.
I think as soon as night fell.
I did wonder that after a while. If anything, I will counter this flaw by saying that they covered up this flaw well, that I didn't even realize it until later on. He locked the shed. After the kid realized that there's a vampire in his shed, he did lock it, but the vampire at one point is strong enough to break through the wood and try and drag the kid into the shed. So, I don't know, man. The whole locking the shed thing, he's got all night to get out of the shed.
I'm also guessing in this universe he doesn't have, shape-shifting powers.
Yeah, right? If he could turn into a bat or a rat, he could just crawl out.
Or fog.
I forgot they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, logic problems that you ignore for rule of cool.
Actually, I guess that's something I haven't brought up, but for a while now I've been going back and listening to audiobooks of different horror classics while I do other things, and so I've now listened to a couple of them that I hadn't checked out before. Turn of the Screw, the 1818 version of Frankenstein, Dracula. I'm trying to think what else I've checked out. I mean, previously I'd done a number of the H.P. Lovecraft things, but it's been kind of interesting. What's that?
I need to read some of those, or at least you did listen to them.
I would definitely do the audiobook version, because the amusing thing I've come up with after listening to both Frankenstein and Dracula is that Gothic horror is horror for billionaires. If you listen to, in like you're paying attention to it, it's basically the richest people of the day doing shit without having to worry about like travel expenses or money or time or anything. Like they can just do whatever they want. You know, traveling from like, you know, Germany to England, or not Germany, but you know, Carpathian Mountains, you know, traveling.
Yeah.
And back then, well,
I was going to say like, well, I mean, this is Europe. Everything's right next to everything. But this is back before we had things like planes or even trains. So, right. Yes, it was quite a trek.
You want to take 2 months to go, you know, travel. Well, it didn't take 2 months. Maybe 2 weeks, you know.
Probably 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, but you'd switch take 2 weeks to do the trip, but then you'd stay there for 2 months. And like in Frankenstein, he goes from, I can't remember where he is in Germany or Austria or something like that, but he...
Transylvania.
Wrong. Takes a diversion into goes to Scotland for like a summer and sets up a laboratory in Scotland. This is at the point of the book where the monster has asked him to make him a bride, and he doesn't want to do. He's already gotten in trouble for creating the monster in the first place. So basically, if he's going to make the bride, he wants to do it somewhere else where people don't know what he's doing.
Okay.
So he sets up a lab in a remote place in Scotland. But again, you know, that's something where he just like offhandedly mentions it, and it's just like like a billionaire would do today. Just be like, yeah, phone up a friend and be like, yeah, set a lab up for me over at this place in Scotland. I'll be there next week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the things that they're afraid of, you know, the fears that get brought up. Some of them are upper class, shall we say. But I mean, this is not.
Oh dear, it's not poverty, is it? Well, oh,
it's. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's new. This is something that people have been knowing for a long time. But there are certain amusing things that get left out. Excuse me. For example, in the Frankenstein movie. You know, there's that scene where he picks up a girl and like throws her in the river, but in the book it's actually the opposite. He finds her drowning and pulls her out, and gets attacked by her brother. Yeah, because the brother thinks that he was hurting her, but he wasn't.
Huh. So in the book he doesn't throw the girl in the river, but in the movie he does, right? Yeah. Huh.
Another thing that I thought
rare was case for the movie is better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but so
I'm joking.
Yeah, another thing that was kind of interesting in the book. So the blind old man with the family.
Yeah, he likes cigars.
Yeah, well, in the book, he's basically, if I remember correctly, I think he was like an outcast from the French Revolution, where. I can't think of the right terminology, but basically he's a fairly good guy, but he got in trouble with the political situation in France, and basically had to flee France with his son and daughter. And they don't own the cottage the Frankenstein finds them in; they're actually renting it from someone else. Part of the kerfuffle, if you will, when Frankenstein, the monster, talks to the old man, and he gets, you know, the son comes in and finds them. It's kind of funny that part of the storyline is basically that they decide to leave this place, and they argue with the landlord, saying that they don't want to rent from the landlord anymore because the place is, you know. Got monsters kind of thing.
Got monsters. Hey, look, you have to at least give us a discount on rent, because this place is just infested with reanimated creatures of human flesh. I mean, it's the worst infestation of that thing I've ever seen. Right. And I've lived in Jersey.
Right. So, you know, funny little things that, you know, don't come up in the movies kind of thing.
That's an SNL skit right there. Yeah. Saturday Night Live, if you're listening, I want credit for that one.
What were we talking about that made me think of that?
Things watched, stories, I guess. Maybe I was talking about the sheds, and that brought on other things about
classic horror. It may have been the Dracula movies. Connection.
Maybe the Dracula Connection, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's why fair. I was bringing some of that. So I suggested listening to the audiobooks, because, to be quite honest, the language is very, I think they refer to it as purple prose. It's very flowery, like, take seven paragraphs to say something that could have been two sentences kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, so that's easier in listening form rather than reading, because, I've read some, I've read Shakespeare before, and Jesus fucking Christ, Shakespeare.
Right.
Just say the thing.
Right. Yeah, there were definitely passages where I realized that I had not been actively listening for 15 minutes, and I had to rewind and play through it again. But depending on which audiobook you listen to, I was doing this on YouTube so I could speed it up to, like, you know, 1.5 time speed just to get through it. But Dracula, the one I was listening to, was like 13 hours. So, I mean, you have to break it up over multiple listens, but some interesting stuff. Some of it's just in one ear and out the other, like Turn of the Screw. I remember bits and pieces of it, but most of it I don't even remember now. I'd have to go back.
What was Turn of the Screw about? It was about, like, a couple of children and an abusive mother or something like that, or?
No, it was, okay, it's
going to be. No, I'm thinking of Taming of the Shrew. Anyway.
I don't think I've read that one, so I can't comment on that. But Turning of the Screw, it's, like, two kids, a boy and a girl, their parents somehow die, so they're orphaned, and their uncle has to take care of them, and he hires a governess to take care of the kids and basically tells her, don't ever contact me about anything. Just take care of them. I don't want to know anything about them. I'll be financially responsible for them, but I have no interest in being involved in their care whatsoever. Just take care of everything.
You're there. Take care of these things for now. When I'm old and need someone to care for me because I can't move or wipe myself anymore, I'll come back for them. But just keep them alive.
I don't know. But then there are two quote-unquote ghosts or apparitions who are the kids' former caretakers, who the now governess seems to see around the property, and it's never really concretely determined whether or not she's actually seeing them or she's just crazy herself.
Is this book star Nicole Kidman?
No, but I believe that movie was based on this one. On this book.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah. You're talking about the others, I suspect.
Yeah. Flick.
Movie flick.
Is the one that, remember, that's when I was a projectionist, that was the film where it would stick to itself. So some, instead of what we would usually do, which is just, it was a small seven house theater, so we'd start seven films and then have like half an hour to an hour to fuck off and wait until we restart the other films. But yeah, that one we had to babysit, sit up there and flick it.
Pick it good.
Sorry. So it's film, not a bean. You know, I've told that story so many times, that's all I remember about the others, but I did rewatch it recently, and it's good. I wish I hadn't seen the twist coming, because, yeah. That is the one where she finds a little girl with, like, a wedding veil on up in the attic. She's playing a little marionette puppet. And
you're asking the wrong person, because I've never seen the movie.
Tis a classic. You must watch it several times over and over again.
You're the horror fan here, not me. Yeah. And you know this.
Yeah. Mostly. Yes. Mostly.
Yes. Mostly dead. No, there are definitely things that I have educated myself on, but that is not one of them.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. What else we got coming up? Yeah, it's like the same old stuff that we've talked about most of the time, but I am still looking forward to these movies. Backrooms, Obsession. I need to see Obsession. Everyone's talking about it. It's like there's a name for something where you don't want to do it because it's the popular thing that everyone's doing or everyone's into, and Obsession is almost at that point for me because no one will shut the fuck up about it, but it still looks really
I still haven't even seen the trailer, but honestly, I think you posted one in the Discord server earlier today, and I still haven't gotten a chance to look at it. Somebody did, maybe. Maybe it wasn't you.
Mm-hmm. Trailer doesn't really reveal much. I kind of fucked up and saw an image of something later on in the film. There's some fucked up crazy shit that happens, apparently.
I mean, I've seen Basic Instinct, so like, I'm not expecting it to be hugely different from that, although with all the ranting that we're doing.
Hugely different than Basic Instinct.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think like more like Barbarian twist. Different. There might be creatures involved. I don't know. I saw some weird looking creature, possible shaman thing, and I was like, whoa, no more spoilers.
I mean, to me that's just changing the antagonist, but it doesn't really change the movie that much.
It changes the whole theme if it goes from natural to supernatural all of a sudden, you know?
Does it?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I can't really comment. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. Evil Dead Burn. Looking forward to that. Colony looks interesting. I think it's by the same guy who did Train to Busan. It's another Korean zombie movie, but it's more like they're all one connected entity because all the zombies clump up and they just spill into places, similar to like what they did with World War Z, how they just look like ants or like a wave of humans spilling into a hallway. The one thing I can't get over is they all seem to be interconnected via this goo that they're all covered in, and it's white.
Yeah.
Why? You could have chosen so many colors, and they're all covered in it and sticky and gooey. And I get it. That's like it's almost like a liquid fungus, and that's the interconnected thing that connects them all. So it's one hive mind, but. Yeah, it's like a liquid sperm looking mycelium. It looks like
done gray.
It's like they're covered in jizz. They could have done gray. They could have done yellow. Could have done it brownish. You could have had, I mean, milky too. It's like, come on. I'll probably still check it out. It looks good. Other than that, I do like the whole hive mind zombie thing. It's neat. Treat. Godzilla Minus Zero. Oh yeah, this was a trailer that I had not seen before. It looks like the creator of I saw the TV Glow is coming out with a new movie. Just the title alone is fucking weird. Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma. Okay. And the trailer's got a little bit of a Cronenberg vibe to it.
Malaria is bad air. Miasma is.
Miasma is just like a malady, like a pestilence of sort, like any kind of highly infectious illness. Yeah, I don't
remember what the etymology is.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yes, not entomology. Etymology.
Yes.
Comes from Fight Greek. I know about miasma because of Warhammer and Nurgle. Miasma of pestilence is one of the best psychic attacks.
Comes from the noun... Oh, miasma is a noun Greek noun, ancient mm-hmm. Greek noun, which translates to stain, pollution, or defilement.
Ooh, defilement. Yes.
Anyway, continue.
It's a good name for a camp. It's a good name for a summer camp, yeah.
Send all your kids there.
Yeah. It's where you send kids that don't behave. We'll send you to Camp Miasma.
Kiss Miasma.
Is that the camp that you go to get breathing problems? I don't. That's just yours miasma. Is better. Yeah.
Ooh. Nothing going on this week. Yeah. The Friday night wild card. I think you said you took this weekend off.
Yeah, I start doing it bi-weekly. Like to maybe, get my weekends back.
It's summertime.
It's summertime. Time to get back and go. Yes. I are white. Can't dance.
But yes, it is summertime.
Yeah, didn't really do anything with my Friday night this weekend. I just took it off to start that whole precedent. So probably be watching Ash vs. Evil Dead this coming Friday, and then not that following Friday, like off and on. I am aware of the fact that doing this is going to prolong how long it takes to finish Ash vs. Evil Dead because it is 3 seasons and 10 episodes per season. But they're quick. Season. They're only... we're like a third of the way through, we're a quarter of the way through season 2 episodes in. Yeah, they go quick. We can usually watch like 4 in a night, so I don't see that taking too long.
4? Are they only like half an hour each?
Yeah. Oh. And if you skip the intro and the credits, they're like 20 minutes really.
I didn't realize they were that short.
Yeah, they go by really fast. It's interesting watching it this way because the last and I think only time I watched it was as it was airing, so I'd have to wait each episode. Yeah, speaking of that, did watch the new Devil in Silver. It's pretty good.
I think we talked about that last week, but I don't remember much about it.
There may or may not be the devil in this mental asylum. He's in a room behind a silver door. He's in a room behind a silver door. So yeah, it's the devil in the silver room behind the door. Calls himself Ahriman at one point. Hmm. Interesting.
Okay.
I think that is one of Satan's many names.
Asking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
talking about my rage typing.
That wasn't me. Oh. It was clicking.
Huh. I heard something.
I was muttering, "Oh fuck off," because Google keeps asking to allow my location.
No, it wasn't that. It was like actual, like rhythmic thunder in the background.
It could have been thunder. We've been getting some rain lately.
Yeah, that's the other reason I've been sleepy here. It's been raining like a whole... I don't know if it's been raining the entire week, but like on and off. Every day it's been raining.
Actually, yeah, we're getting a little bit of rain right now. Weeks. A little bit. That was probably a thunder you heard.
Hmm. What else?
Poster! Show the poster. Do you have it with you? Can we see it?
No, it's in the other room.
Will we get it?
No.
Fetch it a bush.
Qua? Fetch it a bush.
No. Yeah. You should change your camera settings anyway.
No, it's not that. Like, we've talked about this before. Where I've got this all set up, it's like I'm boxed in and to get in
and out of here. Yeah, just take the poster and put it directly in front of your face.
Great. Maybe next time.
Excuse right in the mic.
No, actually, it wasn't.
Oh, I mean, nothing. I didn't belch just now. That that was Steve.
You're talking about, yeah, right. I'm not the one doing the Rick impression. Brap.
They just slip out sometimes.
Mid word. Not even exactly. Mid sentence, just mid word.
Mm-hmm. Don't stifle my flatulence. I celebrate it. It's part of my religion.
I'm amused that you refer to it as flatulence, being that that's usually the other end, but.
No, I think flatulence is actually a generic term which can be used for either end.
I'm not going to bother looking that up right now. Sure.
Google.
Not worth it. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Ah. Well, is there anything else that we want to talk about, or should we wrap this one up?
I think that's about it. Just join us over on the Discord server and watch me draw Petras for the next hour or so.
Yeah.
In an hour or so. It's 9 p.m. EST.
Yes.
You can find out the Discord server. You can get a link to it from our website, horrormakesushappy.com.
This is
that
true.
Thing that's behind us.
Yes.
This thing.
I don't want to jinx ourselves, but we may have broken the number that we have been stuck at for like the last 3 months on the server Discord members.
Right? 777?
I don't know. Somewhere around there. Mm. We're slightly higher than that for right now, but of course, now that we're talking about it, we are jinxing ourselves. We'll probably lose a couple members over the next week.
I'm looking right now.
Stop it.
Yep. Okay. You're checking now too, aren't you?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, I guess no energy. I've been sitting here drinking a freaking monster. Yeah, wake up. Yeah, between the
it's a three-day weekend, and it's a rainy, sleepy three-day weekend, so yeah.
That's, yeah.
I'm there.
Trying to wake up, and then I'll be up again all night, even though I've only got, like, 4 hours of sleep. Although, maybe I did get six.
Ooh, get some of those gummies that the guys that go to Costco get. Don't get, like, a whole fucking stack of them like they do. Just, you know, take a couple.
For what, caffeine?
To put you to sleep. The special gummies.
Get those at Costco, huh? Melatonin?
Yeah. Melatonin. And you don't get them at Costco. They go to Costco after eating like 8 gummies.
8?
8 to 12.
Okay.
You never seen this? Yeah, it's like a reel or, you know, like a not even really a challenge. It's just this guy who, on his streaming channel, he always does this, like, go to Costco with me. And then it flashes forward to him in the store, and he's just... Point being, I was saying, do not take that many unless you want to be on the moon. But if you take a couple, it might help you sleep.
Sure.
Or melatonin. That's also an option.
Well, I don't want to do that right now anyway because I'm trying to wake up.
Ah, well then, cocaine.
Yeah.
You've got ghosts in your blood. Do a cocaine about it.
Great. I'll get right on that. All right. So, yes, like Chris said, we'll be doing a drawing party on the Discord server at 9 o'clock Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern.
About 45 minutes.
Yeah, if you want to join us for that, go over to horrormakesushappy.com. On there is the link to the Discord invite link. Clicky-clicky, and that'll take you to the Discord.
Yes.
Other than that, I really don't feel like sharing like, share, and subscribe, because, man, my so low energy, it just feels like shit when I say it that way, but...
I will say it. You better get out there and like this shit and share it and subscribe, because if you don't, it won't be liked and only shared and subscribed. Only you can prevent forest fires. I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Well, it was like offering a threatening aura, like you better like, and then you followed that with only you can prevent forest fires. So I thought that like implied that I was going to set things on fire, which I'm not.
For the record.
But no, yeah. The
lawyer has advised me to say.
In accordance with... No, it is a sleepy and rainy weekend. I am right there with you, but it seems like I have slightly more energy, so I will handle the thing. Like and share and subscribe. Do it. And make a comment, maybe. You know, go down below and tell us to get some coffee. Or you could buy us a coffee. That's another cool. So you can actually go and buy us a coffee.
All right.
I need more.
Yes.
All right.
3, 2, 1, contact. Later.
Yes.